Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Two things you need to know this morning. It's a lot colder this morning than it was this time yesterday. I'll show you what it will actually feel like with the wind chill. And then the timeline for Friday and Saturday's rain has moved a little earlier. I'll show you the updates. And we are following breaking news out of Orlando, Florida this morning. Multiple people have been shot. One person is dead. We'll have what we know about the investigation in the Live Center.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump both plan to visit the southern border today. The messages they plan to share there as Trump blasts the Biden administration's immigration policies.
Juvenile crime in Durham is on the rise. The efforts that are happening there to try to address it through prevention efforts and rehabilitation. A lot to tell you about on this February 29th, our bonus day for the month and for the year. Happy Leap Day, everybody. A lot to tell you about. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, how will you spend your extra 24 here today? Well, I'm glad folks are starting it with us here as we get our Thursday going. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Boy, a big temperature drop from yesterday.
We knew it was coming, but still doesn't make it any easier. We still have a bit of a breeze from yesterday. Of course, all the storms have moved out, but there's a little lingering wind out there. Our skies are gradually clearing. It's 40 degrees in the triangle, and wind is out of the northwest now at just 5 miles per hour, but it doesn't take much to make it feel a lot colder. Our temperature is on the left and the wind chill is on the right. So it feels like 35 in Southern Pines. It feels like 37 in the triangle. It feels like 37 in Goldsboro, 35 South Hill, 34 in Goldsboro. Even with temperatures in the low 40s in spots, everybody, at least on this map, is feeling like 35 to 38 degrees. So as much as 20 to almost 30 degrees colder than it was this time yesterday. So a big shock. The winds die down pretty quickly. We get to lunchtime and the winds settle back to around 5 or 6 miles per hour. We're looking at mainly clear skies today, partly cloudy, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue. However, this morning when the sun comes up, you'll definitely see some lingering cloud cover. So upper 30s, low 40s this morning. We'll see highs in the low 50s this afternoon, which is about 20 degrees cooler than yesterday. And then the new model runs are in, and the timeline for Friday and Saturday's rain is a little earlier. That means we could see the rain as early as lunchtime on Friday, and it gets heavier overnight. It also means it may be out of here a little quicker on Saturday. I'll show you the new timeline coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01. New information. Just hearing that that crash on Buffalo Road around the Neuse River Bridge area near 540 has cleared now. Traffic is back to normal. Still watching this vehicle fire at the Wake Med campus, the big Wake Med campus in Raleigh at New Bern Avenue around Sunnybrook Road. Not seeing any delays there, but look out for some activity around that parking lot. Around the rest of the triangle, our major routes are looking fine. No big problems on 87 coming in through Knightdale, and I-40 eastbound looks good through the south side of Durham.
Thanks, Brian. Power is back on this morning for thousands who lost it as strong winds and rain blew through our area. At one point last night, more than 1,300 homes and businesses in Carrboro were without power. Customers in Knightdale also lost power because of a blown transformer. This morning, the Duke Energy map shows only a handful of outages in the Sandhills.
There were just few delays and cancellations at RDU this morning. We checked just a bit ago as this live look comes through to us from Terminal 2 there. This is all after last night's weather forced dozens of disruptions to flights. More than 70 were delayed yesterday. It appears things are getting back on schedule this morning. Many of those flights were going to or coming from destinations along the East Coast as the storm moved through.
We'll take you to Johnson County now, where fire officials are working to learn the cause of a fire that burned more than a dozen cars in a salvage yard. Flames broke out at this facility on Sedisco Road. It's near US 70 in Wilson's Mills. 16 cars were involved in last night's fire. Crews were able to put out the flames in about 30 to 40 minutes, stopping it from spreading to even more cars on the lot.
We give you this live look at the U.S. Capitol this morning, where last night congressional leaders struck a deal on a bill that will prevent a partial government shutdown. The agreement would extend funding through March 8th. Today, the House plans to vote on the stopgap bill. The measure includes funding several agencies, including agriculture, Veterans Affairs, and housing. If the House passes the bill today, it will then go to the Senate for a vote and then on to President Biden's desk.
A North Carolina death row inmate appealing his conviction will be back in court for a fourth day. 37-year-old Hassan Bacot's defense team is arguing racial bias was a factor in jury selection for his trial in 2009 and ultimately influenced his sentence. Yesterday, a UNC statistics professor testified about his review of data related to the racial makeup of juries compared to sentences. This hearing is expected to last another 2 weeks. The outcome could have implications for more than 100 people on death row in North Carolina. You can watch the hearing live on WORL.com.
Juvenile crime in Durham is on the rise, and efforts are happening to try to reverse that trend. Funding is available for programs in the county that are working to address the problem. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is outside the Durham Police Department this morning. Police data, there are numbers that show there's a big uptick in youth crime this year. Kelsey.
Jeff, juvenile crime offenses have gone up more than 49% here in Durham from 2022 to 2023. That's according to the latest crime report from Durham Police. And this morning, community leaders will be talking about ways to change that. That same report shows that larceny was the most common juvenile crime. There were a total of 76 juvenile larceny offenses last year. That's up from 55 the year before. Durham County's Juvenile Crime Prevention Council is meeting today. They're discussing funding options for programs to help delinquent or at-risk youth. They already have $71,000 from the state. This morning, the group will meet to discuss options to best allocate those funds, and the programs that they will choose to fund should go into effect July 1st. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
And we are following some breaking news out of Orlando, Florida this morning. Multiple people have been shot. One person is dead after a shooting there in a neighborhood about 10 minutes from downtown. This is a live report happening right now from our sister station, West, down in Orlando, talking about this. But here's what we know. Around 11 o'clock last night, officers responded to a shots fired call. When they got there, that's when they found multiple victims. One person was dead. They say the injured were taken to the hospital. Reporters spoke to some in the neighborhood. One woman said that her son went outside to see what was happening, and he was shot. Now, they have not released any information on the suspects, how many suspects there are, or their conditions. We do not know if anybody is in custody right now as well. This is a breaking news story. We'll stay on top of this and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. Today, both President Biden and former President Trump are scheduled to visit the southern border in Texas. Trump will spend time in Eagle Pass, along where the legal fight has ignited over the state installing barbed wire along the riverbank. President Biden is scheduled to make an appearance about 300 miles away in Brownsville, Texas. Trump's campaign says Biden's plan to visit the border is a sign that the president is on the defense over immigration, and the issue is a problem for his reelection effort.
A lot of students at St. Augustine's University are considering transferring because the school lost its accreditation. One student told WRL anyone who isn't currently a senior is seriously looking into transferring. Degrees from an unaccredited university do not hold the same weight as one from an accredited school. Also, students will not be able to get the federal financial aid to continue to attend St. Aug. Other colleges often welcome students affected by accreditation loss, and Wake Tech has already seen interest from current St. Aug students.
I don't think transferring is going to be difficult for them. It's just going to be that whole college search process again, and that's stressful.
Students can also choose to stick around and hope St. Aug will turn things around and regain accreditation before their graduation date. The university plans to file a lawsuit that will allow it to maintain its accreditation while the case plays out in court.
Today, the group that runs PNC Arena will interview design firms about plans to upgrade the arena. The Centennial Authority's Building and Construction Committee meets this morning. They will talk with design teams on their short list for the upcoming $300 million renovation project. Some of the plans include repurposing the box office concourse and creating new access points for guests and performers. The group hopes to get work started by the summer. It is 6:08. A fake political campaign is putting up billboards in North Carolina. Why Mark Robinson says this satirical effort is targeting him.
Yeah, the big story we're following, these huge wildfires continuing to burn through acres and acres of land in the Texas Panhandle. At least one person has died. We'll tell you what firefighters are up against as they battle these flames that are still growing.
And last night's storms are out of here. What we'll feel is chilly temperatures today and then some rain tomorrow. The timeline for Friday and Saturday's rain has moved up a bit, and I'll show you the changes coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is a chilly morning out there. Yesterday was almost shorts and t-shirts weather for the kids heading out the door and through the afternoon. But of course, you know, then we had the rain come through during the evening. But we're looking at temperatures this morning anywhere from the mid-30s to low 40s with the wind chill out there. And a chilly afternoon, too. We'll see partly cloudy skies, a high of only 53. That's going to be about 20 degrees cooler than yesterday. So back to feeling like February. So the kids will be happy to have some warmer clothes. Now, we have a new update on the computer models for tomorrow. That's when we'll see our next best chance of rain. The timeline has moved up a bit, so we'll see dry conditions today, but by lunchtime tomorrow, we could start to see some of the showers. They'll pick up during the evening and overnight, but may move out a little quicker on Saturday. I'll show you coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, all new here at 612, hearing that vehicle fire at the Big Wake Med campus on New Bern Avenue, that call now has cleared. Everything's flowing freely through that area, so that's some good news. Not seeing any other big problems right now as we take a look at traffic around the triangle. Pretty quiet in Wake County and also in Durham County. Take a closer look at the major approaches into Raleigh right now. No big delays on 40 westbound coming in from Garner. Measuring about a two-minute backup on southbound Capitol Boulevard from 98 in Wake Forest down to the 540 interchange. Jeff?
Former President Donald Trump is vowing to carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history if he wins the November election. His comments come as Republicans point to the death of 22-year-old nursing student Laken Riley as they push for tougher immigration policies. Riley was found dead near a lake on the University of Georgia's campus last week. 26-year-old Jose Ibarra has been charged with murder in her death. Ibarra is an undocumented immigrant from Venezuela. He was arrested in 2022 after entering the U.S. illegally, but was then paroled and released. In a video posted to Truth Social, Trump blamed President Joe Biden's policies for Riley's death.
This monster should never have been allowed in our country. He was released at Crooked Joe's orders and set loose into our country.
Immigration enforcement says Ibarra was also arrested last September in New York and charged with injuring a child.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Russian President Vladimir Putin is delivering an annual address in Moscow, where you are looking live right now. It's on domestic policy and foreign affairs. I've been listening in, and a couple of points that he's making. He's talking a lot about advancing in Ukraine. He describes the two-year invasion of Ukraine as war, said there would be tragic consequences if Western troops were to go into Ukraine. He also said they have weapons that can hit your territory, but said it's total nonsense that Russia would strike Europe. He also accused the West of trying to drag Russia into an arms race, saying they also need to strengthen defense as NATO expands. The presidential election there in Russia is in 2 weeks.
The wildfires in Texas continue to grow, leaving behind acres and acres of destruction in the Texas panhandle. So far, one person has died, and the wildfires have burned through more than a million acres. So rare to have this during the winter. WRAL's Ken Smith is here now with a look at the devastation and how people are coping with this. Ken.
You know, Renee, this is what many families are waking up to this morning. Large areas of land on fire, the smell of smoke in the air, and just unbelievable devastation everywhere you look this morning. The biggest wildfire is the Smokehouse Creek Fire, which is just 3% contained. And the Texas A&M Forest Service reports at least 23 separate wildfires are burning all across the Texas Panhandle. Family members identified an 83-year-old grandmother from Hutchinson County who was found dead in her home. The wildfires have destroyed homes, businesses, burned vast ranch lands, killed livestock, and forced countless evacuations. Some residents had just minutes to prepare to get out of their house.
We took, some few changes of clothes, our pets, important papers and that type of thing.
Well, several school districts remain closed because of the wildfires. Texas also raised its fire preparedness level, opening the door for resources to come from other regions and states. And also dry conditions and high winds remain in the forecast, which makes this battle even more difficult for firefighters. Jeff?
This morning, new billboards are going up to promote a fake political campaign. Mark Rottenson, a parody here of Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, the front runner for the Republican gubernatorial nomination. This satirical campaign mocks Robinson's long history of controversial statements about women, Jews, and LGBTQ people. Robinson's campaign tells WRAL it targets Robinson because of his Christian faith. A Democratic activist from Raleigh is funding the parody campaign. Conservative groups have also been spending big to influence Democratic primary elections. For more on these efforts, you can visit the NC Capital section of WRAL.com.
Coming up on today, a leap year birthday party. People who are celebrating their birthday for the first time in 4 years will be in Studio 1A.
I am forever young.
The fact that we're twins, it's even more unique to us.
I was born on leap year. My grandson was born on leap year, and that made this day so darn special.
And happy birthday to all those born on February 29th. That's coming up at 7 on today, right here on WRAL. Just ahead in what's trending, we'll take a look at the memes making the rounds on this leap day.
If you plan to head to Wrightsville Beach anytime soon, you'll have to start paying. Parking season begins tomorrow. Those parking rates and hours vary, so you'll want to double check the cost. There is a quick cheat to get 2 hours free. You have to register your car into the parking system either at a pay-by-plate kiosk or text 2 to park. You can find details on the town's website for that. Not a beach day, really, around North Carolina. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We are getting one last kick of February here on this extra day.
That's right. Yeah, extra day. It would have been nice to have some of those temperatures yesterday without the storms. We're still dealing with some cloud cover this morning. You can see gray skies there in Goldsboro. We're fairly cloudy around Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and, of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville. But we'll see some sunshine as we get through the afternoon. As I mentioned, all the rain is out of here, but it was coming down heavy yesterday in some places, at least for a little while. I know in Raleigh it was raining sideways for a little bit. But it looks like for the most part, we saw a quarter to a half an inch in a lot of places. There were spots where we only had a trace, but it was an average of about a quarter to about half an inch of rain across our area. Our next chance comes tomorrow. It looks dry in the morning, and our temperatures will be cold again, like this morning. We'll be in the mid to upper 30s. And then we'll start some light rain around the middle of the day. Lots of cloud cover for tomorrow. The showers will continue to build through the afternoon, and that rain will be heavier overnight and into Saturday morning. So you'll need the umbrella through the afternoon and evening. We're going to see a low pressure system developing, helping to push some of this rain into our area. You can still see a good bit of cloud cover here, but as our front continues to push offshore, we should begin to clear a little bit more. But again, we'll see that developing system for tomorrow. So let's jump on in. We'll start Friday at 11 o'clock, and even at that point, we're seeing some light showers down to the south. By lunchtime, early afternoon, we're seeing that rain spread across the viewing area. Pretty much everybody's seeing rain by 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon as that spreads from southwest to northeast. Here's 8 p.m. on Friday. We'll see waves of rain coming through, maybe heavy at times. Look at how heavy it gets there early Saturday morning. But on this version of FutureCast, this is an early look at our high-resolution models that just go out to about 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. You can see by mid-morning that's out of here, and we may actually begin to see some clearing by early to mid-afternoon. Checking out FutureCast in terms of how much rain we may see Friday into Saturday, most likely we'll end up with about half an inch to an inch. That rain Friday night into early Saturday morning may be fairly heavy. Friday, 50%, 40% chance Saturday. We look dry on Sunday and Monday, but we may have some clouds lingering. Our last pollen count was medium for trees, but the rain that we saw yesterday is likely to help that drop. We'll probably see those levels dropping a little bit for Friday and Saturday. We haven't gotten into that yellow pine pollen yet, but boy, we get into March, and it will likely happen this month, probably sooner than later. So once we get past midday Saturday, we'll see variably cloudy skies. It'll be mild, 65, 68 on Sunday, and some warm temperatures Monday and Tuesday in the low 70s, Brian.
It is 620 right now, Elizabeth. Getting reports of a minor crash on the ramp from 87 southbound onto 440 westbound. I'm not seeing any delays out there, but just a heads up, you could see some police activity around that area. Around the rest of the triangle, it's nice and quiet in Durham, 85 and 885, all looking good. We'll head over to the east side of Raleigh, checking on 440 and Newbern Avenue. The westbound traffic heading away from us there toward Brentwood and Capitol. Getting busier, but still no delays as you head westbound on 440 from 87 all the way to Wade Avenue. A reminder, as you head out later this morning, you can listen to us on the radio on the way to work or school with breaking news, weather, and traffic updates. 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Duke star Kyle Filipowski is back on the court days after he says he was hurt as Wake Forest fans stormed the court. How he performed in his return to action for the Blue Devils.
Another state is removing former President Trump from its ballot. The new ruling in Illinois that comes as the Supreme Court is weighing the issue.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today's the day. It only comes once every 4 years. And of course, a lot of folks online are having some fun with this leap day.
Yeah, Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
It is a leap day indeed, the 29th of February. This person used some math skills to apply the It's Been 84 Years meme from Titanic to represent people who only celebrate their birthday every 4 years, finally turning 21. Another social media user wonders whether Microsoft 365 will still work on the 366th day. Doesn't work any day. And a TikTok user is reminding people that anything they post won't show up in memories for another 4 years, so go big or go home.
And we were having this conversation just this morning about no phone memories from 4 years ago. What happened? I don't know.
It was the like Facebook memories.
Yeah, was it a Y2K thing? we remember how that went just fine. So we need to take some big go big, go home pictures today.
Yeah, we need to celebrate Leap Day, Brian, and we'll take another family picture here to remember every 4 years.
In 2028, we'll say, remember that day we did that thing?
Here we have it.
Yeah. When we talked about it on What's Trending.
That's right. AMC Theaters rolling out new versions of their Nicole Kidman pre-movie ad. Three new 30-second ads will begin rotating in theaters nationwide tomorrow. The fan favorite Kidman commercial has been playing before movies since 2021. It's been parodied on Saturday Night Live and many memes online. None of us knew about this.
Yeah, I don't remember this ad at all, but, I kind of use that free movie time to, get your concession stuff, use the restroom, whatever. But okay. But apparently she's bringing it back and feeling like movies are a great place to experience life. It's a cathartic experience. That's the whole theme of that whole ad.
Well, it's part of the solid 20 minutes I add to the start time
right.
when it says
like,
movie starts
is this
at 7.
Movie gonna start?
7:20, if you're lucky.
Brian, thanks. A wealth of legal knowledge is just a phone call away tomorrow. Five on Your Side's Lawyers on Call connects you with North Carolina licensed attorneys for free. Get your questions answered anonymously and let a professional connect you to additional resources that can help you figure out just about any legal issue. Lawyers on Call is tomorrow from 10 until 7.
The storms are out of here, and so are the strongest winds, but it's still a little breezy as you step out the door this morning. I'll show you what it will feel like with the wind chill.
One of college basketball's brightest stars has added her name to more places in the record book. The new levels Caitlin Clark has now reached, and the huge milestone she may hit in her next game.